The Heineken kicking gonna stop. It's gonna start now. It's gonna run through the summer, and it's hot, hot, hot in public, if you will.
Done this thing 67 times, 68 times. I don't know. We're getting closer and closer to 100 every week, man, that we do this show. And that is crazy exciting to me. I can't believe that we're getting there. I guess getting close to 75, that's a big show, too. And I'll tell you what else we're getting close to. We're getting close to festival season, which is one of the funnest times for me. So excited and humbled that I get to take part in a lot of these things. My name, for those of you who do not know, is Chef Plum, and you're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. I am sitting down here at the basement. Wait, I messed up again. At the bar, in the basement. That's right, looking like a million bucks, because I have not brushed my hair. I've been wearing a hat all day, and I'm wearing a cut-off shirt. I look like I'm pretty sure someone was throwing me money earlier, thinking I was homeless. It's just the way it goes. I have just popped the top on a cold one. I'm having right now currently a little from the main beer company. It's called Zoe. It's their Happy Hoppy Amber Ale. A delicious beer. Big shout out to the main brewing company. So I'm enjoying that while I'm hanging out. You know why I'm enjoying it? Because I have very few days these days where I can drink beer. We've been talking about my weight. I say we, like we're all getting involved in this conversation. I have been talking about, getting ready for the summer. Getting my, you hear that clinging? That's me pouring the beer into my glass. Getting ready for my bikini-type figure to try to, you know, just try to look a little bit better. Because, look, it's no surprise. I don't hide it. Look, I just turned 38 years old. I'm not a young buck anymore. So it takes a little extra work on my behalf. But that's okay. You know what? Because I'm a chef. And as a chef, I'm trying to buck the norm. Because these days, television chefs, chefs that are well-known, that these good-look, even the fat guys look good. Like, that these good-looking guys are always very clean-cut. Their nails are perfect. Their hair is moussed appropriately. They've got just the right amount of powder on their face. They look fantastic. Well, here's a news flash, folks. I am 6'3", 265 pounds, a lean, mean food-making machine. And let me tell you something. When it comes down to my looks, that is secondary to me. That's what it's all about. Because I've always tended to got by on just I've always gotten by on just trying to be funny, being the guy that makes people laugh, being the guy who can talk, being the guy who's not a whole lot, not very shy when it comes to being in a group of people. And that's what I try to do. So it's worked out well for me so far. However, when you go to your doctor, and your doctor is a Russian woman who is very sweet, she's great at her job, but she talked like this to me, and it makes me very laugh much when she talked to me, because she does words like that sometimes. She put them in the wrong words order. It's in the order of the wrong word. She does that. It's fucking hysterical. And she was like, oh, you're a big man. You're a very strong man. I'd like for you to lose a few of those pounds, though. You are very strong, very healthy. A few pounds might be nice. So when I got people from other countries telling me, I think I need to probably go ahead and listen and do that. So I'm working on it. I truly am. Like doing this whole thing. I'm trying. A friend of mine gave me an idea for a diet where you pretty much eat normal 5 days a week, but 2 days out of the week, you're only allowed 600 calories. Now, 600 calories for me would be two beers, if maybe a beer and a half. Like, that doesn't quite cut it for me. So as I look as much as I can to try to find a cocktail, a drink, something that can lead me in that direction. Because I do love my beverages. It's the wind down. It's the come home from work, have a drink, kind of have that relaxing moment, maybe get off work and go out for a drink with the crew, with the guys you're working with, whatever it may be. So hopefully our guest tonight, show regular at this point. He's definitely a show regular promoter. I'm going to call him promoter. I'm going to tell him and see what he says about that. But my friend Matt Corey, his next event is going to be the New York Craft Cocktail Expo, which is just, I mean, seriously, like, what's better than that? He's got food, great cocktails, and not only that, have you seen his Instagram? You got to check him out on Instagram at the New York Craft Expo or Cocktail Expo on Instagram, because let me tell you what, his pictures, dude, they're great. He's like in the 1920s, got a vest on, he's got the stash working. It's like kind of like the old Raleigh Fingers thing going on with his mustache, which I just think is, I mean, the dude pulls it off. That's what annoys me about the most. He can actually pull that shit off. And then he posts pictures of himself working out, which makes me feel even better about myself. But Matt's a great guy, man. Matt also, as you guys know, if you're listeners to this show, Matt is also the promoter of the New York Best Wings Festival. He is a super, super cool guy, very bright guy, very smart guy, and definitely should be a great conversation finding out about the expo, talking about events, putting on events. I'm going to ask him different questions this time. I want to know more about that side of it, as well as a cocktail expo, of course, but that side of the whole thing about how do you take these things from an idea on a napkin to becoming this giant event where you have sponsored by some giant sponsors, man. What he does is just tireless work and to put on these events for people to come to, and he does a great job with it. So it's going to be a lot of fun to hear about him, talk about him. And, hey, I'm going to take a pen and paper out because I'm trying to sit under the learning tree that is Matt Corey when it comes to doing events. Yeah, I did all that intro in one breath. I'm just now breathing. How about that? That's not true. And all of a sudden, now it's like a haunted house. What's this weird-ass music that's playing? Does anybody know? What's the weird music that's playing? You don't know either. They don't know either. We're just going to let it play. It sounds like we're in a haunted house. Anyway, I have a story. That might be one of the most hysterical catering stories I've ever done in 20 years. I've been running my own catering personal chef thing since 2006. Was it 2016? 10 years now I've been doing this. Successfully, doing well. however, what happened to me this weekend, I've never, ever, ever had happen in my life. Let me take a sip of my drink before I do it. Maine Beer Company, here to you. What happened was we had this event on the calendar. It's been on the calendar for a few months, and what we did was we got together. The menu, it's not a hard catering. It's 13 people, three courses, beautiful upstart company, super nice people. They went to Airbnb. They rented themselves a nice place up in the Hudson Valley. For those of you who don't know, in the New York area, the Hudson Valley is a beautiful section north, about an hour and a half, maybe hour and a half, 2 hours north of New York City, kind of up in the mountains. It's very pretty. I went to school up there. That's where the Culinary Institute of America is up in that area. So we had the party on the calendar for months and months and months. At one point, they changed the date. It was supposed to be in February. They switched it to March. Not a big deal. March 18th is the party. Cool. I'm down. We're in. Three courses, 13 people. No appetizers, nothing. Just a simple, like, a salad, an entree, and a dessert. Cool. Myself, one person, my sous chef, we'll take care of it. We'll go to the party. We'll have a great time. Bang it out. Easy. So we get to the kitchen. We do a little prep. And we get everything prepped up for the party. And we're ready to go. And we get the car loaded. And that's the Catertron 5000. That's the new name for my catering car, the Catertron 5000. We load up the old Catertron 5000. And we head about on our way. Now, this place that we're going to is roughly, I guess it's about an hour or so. Kind of northwest of where I live, so it's not that bad. It's really easy. It's all highway, but beautiful scenery. You drive through, it's over the mountains, overlooking the valley. It's absolutely stunning. So we're on the way there, and we're driving through, and you go through some little poduck towns or whatnot, and we kind of start questioning, man, are we in the right spot? What are we doing? This is crazy. it doesn't seem like anyone would rent a house through here. And literally, you guys, you turn a corner, and there is a castle. And I don't mean like a castle, like a facade of a castle, or like the Disney gimmick where it's big on the bottom and small at the top. A freaking castle. It's enormous. It's on the side of a mountain. I'm like, okay, well, we're getting more, I guess we're getting warmer because we're getting very close to giant houses that seems like people would rent. So we move on, and we drive down the road a little bit further. The GPS says we've got a, probably a good, 10 minutes or so. So as we're getting there, the houses are getting nicer, but it's kind of a mix of nicer, not so nice. And we're taking a left down a dirt road. As we go down said dirt road, it doesn't look like there's any houses in this area that anyone would ever want to rent for like a vacation scenario or like a work scenario. But we pull up, long driveway down, nice enough looking house. It's bright yellow. It's got a barn. We pull up and we pull in this long driveway, and the house looks like there's nobody there. I'm like, well, this is the right address, isn't it? And we're looking, we're double checking. I'm going back through my email. It's the right address. It doesn't look like anyone's there. It doesn't even look like it's been cleaned up really for people to come if it's a rental home. So I reach into my phone and I call my connection for the event. And I call her up and she answers the phone and I say to her, hey, looking forward to cooking tonight. We've got some fantastic stuff for you guys. It should be a really, really fun night. Looking forward to meeting you. We're at the address that you gave me, but I don't think anybody's here. And this woman says to me, chef, that's the right address, but the party's tomorrow night. Yeah, hear that stop, microphone drop, walk out the room moment. Let me say it again. Yeah, no, the party's tomorrow night, chef. So here's the problem. That was a Friday night. The party's going to be on a Saturday night. I already have another party scheduled Saturday night. I don't know what to do. So I'm like, okay, well, I said, let me get out of this driveway since we're not supposed to be here and we'll touch base with you in a few minutes. So she's like, oh my gosh, she's very apologetic and whatnot. I go back through my emails. Turns out that she did say the 19th on about our 43rd email, but it wasn't like a big date change because originally it was the 18th. She wasn't like, hey, it's the 19th, you know, March 19th, we're switching to that date. No. None of that happened. But in this business, listen, you guys know, I mean, no one wants to hear about themselves being wrong. No one wants to argue with you whether they said the one thing and then you said another. It's about making the customer happy. That's what you have to do. That's what it's about. That's how you keep business. That's how I've been in business for 10 years. It doesn't matter what the story is. It doesn't matter what the right or wrong or who's correct or who's incorrect. None of that matters. What matters is that the customer is happy. So as we're pulling away, my sous chef is in the car with me. He turns and looks at me and he goes, chef, let me do it. And I went, what do you say, dude? He said, let me do it, brother. I'm ready for it. Give me a chance. Let me do it. Well, I said, you know what? I don't really have another option. So, all right, dude, it's all yours. It's the best scenario for someone like him to go into a party. He's been working his butt off for years. He's doing a great job. I mean, I guess now's as good a time as any. So I said, all right, dude. And so he does it. He goes there on his own. He asked to do it, which is even cooler. That just goes to show growth. That goes to show maturity. And he goes and he does the party. I do the other party. And we meet back up later that evening. And he tells me they gave him a standing ovation. I don't think you'd ask for more than that, man. That's what we want. So very, very, very proud of my dude. Big shout out to Eric. Great job at Red Leader. Fantastic job doing that party. Very proud of you. And it just goes to show that no matter what happens, you keep working and working and working, and you'll get there at some point. This man who never had any experience in the business a few years ago, now he just went and did his first party by himself. And not only did he do the party, he kicked ass at the party. That's what I'm talking about. That's growth. You want that growth. You want to see growth. You want to feel growth. In this business, it's difficult because you don't always see the growth. You don't always feel the growth. But every day you are growing. Every day. Every day you're getting better. Every day you're getting stronger. Stronger in the culinary field. That's what you're doing. Every day you go to work. Every day that you clock in, and work those 12 hours, it makes you stronger and it makes you better at your job. And listen, everybody at some point had that feeling that they want to quit. They want to quit their job in this business because this business is not easy. It's fucking hard. But when you get to a point, it does kind of become, I'm not sure if it becomes easier or it becomes the norm. It becomes what you're used to. It becomes just what your day-to-day is every single day. And I think that's what's happened to my guy I was telling you about. That's what's happened to him. Chef Eric has done well for himself, and he has learned the business. He has a lot more to learn, but as he progresses further and further, he gains confidence, and that's what it's about. The second you feel not so confident in this business, it's the second that people don't want you to come to their house. You have to be confident. When he did the party Saturday night by himself under my banner, he was confident, calm, cool, and collected. And listen, that's all you can ask for. That literally is all you can ask for. So very, very proud of him. Big shout out to him at Red Leader. The dude did a fantastic job. He killed it. Very proud of the guy. So that's it. That's my shout out. That's my story. The awesome moral of the story is to maybe step back a little bit. And if you're me, fucking get your calendar straight, brother. Because if you don't have your calendar straight, you're going to show up for the wrong fucking night for the party. Kind of like I did. Hope it doesn't happen to anybody else. Check it out, you guys. We're going to play another spot here. I'm going to come back and do what's called a live read. And then we're going to actually change the plan. Hey, switch it. I'm going to do the live read first. That's what we're going to do. We're going to live read really quick. We're going to do a quick spot. We're going to come back with my dude, the one and only Matt Corey from the New York Craft Cocktail Expo, the New York Best Wings Festival. This dude's everywhere. I mean, literally. I hope you all got your fucking pens and paper out because we're going to sit down underneath the learning tree that is Matt Corey to learn about promoting events. That's right, guys. Hang right there. We'll be right back with Plum Love Food Live. All right, everybody. It's live read time. And also, you guys, if you can't tell by having Matt on, it's going to be freaking festival season. And let me tell you what, one of my favorite festivals ever is coming up at Citi Field, April 22nd and 23rd. That's in New York City, baby. That's right. Citi Field, where the Mets play. And it's the Bacon and Beer Classic. That's right. The Bacon and Beer Classic. BaconandBeerClassic.com. One of my favorite events to ever go to. This will be my third year going and being a part of this event. We'll be recording a live show there. It's such a great day. I mean, so many great vendors. So many great beers, so many cool people, and just a great, great night all together. You can check them out Friday evening from 8 to 11, Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4, or Saturday evening from 7 to 10. Hey, you can also get VIP admission tickets if you like, and you can get in 1 hour earlier. Check it out. Not only that, here's what I'm going to do for you. Your boy Plum's going to hook you up. If you go to baconandbeerclassic.com and you want to get yourself some tickets, use promo code Plum. That's right, promo code Plum. And get yourself a nice discount on the tickets. I think it's 20% off on the ticket price. How about that? Those guys are awesome. A lot of fun. Check us out. Some of the awesome breweries that are going to be there. Are you kidding me? Dude, our friends over at Black Hog Brewing Company, hey, they're our first episode of Edible Nutmeg on the road. They're going to be there. Blue Point Brewing Company is going to be there. My friends over at Two Roads Brewing. And, of course, don't forget Fire Island. Dude, Fire Island is going to be there. Are you kidding me? I can't wait to go see those guys. So make sure, if you're around, April 22nd, 23rd, Bacon and Beer Classic out at Citi Field. And don't forget, use promo code Plum to grab yourself a discount on your tickets. That's right, baconandbeerclassic.com. Favorite event of the year. Can't wait to see you there. Oh, that's right, guys. My knife is smarter than yours. That's right, smarter. I'm talking Ergo Chef Knives. The unique patented shape makes it more of an extension of your hand. The curved handle of an Ergo Chef Knives allows for a smoother cutting and less fatigue in your hand. Listen, I use these knives every day, and they are fantastic. They're my go-to knives. If I use a normal knife, like a regular chef knife anymore, my hands start to hurt and feel achy. Trust me, guys, I'm not making this up. These knives are the jam. Check them out at ErgoChef.com. That's ErgoChef.com. And tell them Chef Plum sent you by using the promo code PLUM15OFF. And get 15% off your purchase. Mike and Scott are great dudes. think if there's one line in that song that could sum up my guest at this time right now, it would be when he talks about working his fingers down to the bone. And, of course, I couldn't be talking to anybody more than my man, the homie, show regular at this point, my friend, Matt Corey. Brother, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Happy
you know,
to be here.
Dude, I gotta play some wind. Gotta play some of the wind when you come on, you know.
Yeah, you're laying it down, man. I dig it, man. It's a great entrance.
Dude, it's a fantastic song, and literally every time I hear the song, all I can do is think of you. And maybe it's a weird way. I don't know. We'll talk about it later, but that's how it goes. Even when
we'll keep it off record. I appreciate that, man. You know, it's always you enjoy music better with other people. You know, you can't just be yourself. You know, just running around in a room when other people enjoy it with you, that's worth that. So, great
doubt.
Entrance. Thank you.
Oh, dude, of course,
happy
man.
Happy to be here, Chef Plum. Chef
dude,
Plum, my friend.
You are the man. You have an open invitation. You know that. Now, I think this, now, I'm not sure if it's, this may be like your second live appearance or maybe third. I don't remember, but.
Yeah, you have to have like a golden appearance when the fifth appearance, you know, you get a robe, you know, you get a plaque, there's a special
right.
room that you hang out with, like fifth appearance on Plum Love Foods. Oh, it's
that's
nice
right.
in here. They got Tom Collins.
They got Tom Collins. That's right. So it's funny because even just last summer with the Wing Expos and all the events that we've got to do together, like you're a part of those too when we record these things. And so it's, you know, you're kind of, like I said, you become a regular here, man, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we have a good time.
Completely.
We have a good time together, and standing worth doing. We're doing right.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely,
and you do what you're doing right, man. We always have a blast on this show, and I'm happy to be back every time. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For always having me.
And dude, check it out. So listen, we have a couple of problems I have with you first before we move forward.
No.
If that's okay.
Problems have solutions, my friend. What are they?
Well, I like how you stopped posting the workout pictures. That made me happy. I'm glad you stopped doing that. Because it makes me feel bad about myself.
No.
That's because
okay. All right. What's next?
I have three kids that suck the will to live out of me when I'm at home. So that's why. Anyway, so I don't get to work out like you do, which I'm kidding,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, the workout pics. Yeah. They're just, hey, look, it's supposed to be motivational. You know, look, I'm a cocktail and foodie adventurer. I go out there at least two or three times a week, and I'm indulging. And, look, you got to have some kind of balance in your life. And the same kind of high you get from traveling and eating different foods of different cultures and different things that stimulate you, you get that from working out, too. So, you know, I tend to do a couple of posts. Not biggie.
Listen, I'm just fucking with you. Of course, you look fantastic, man. It's something that people should strive to do. And, you know, I've started doing a lot more of the working out, partially in
cool.
my friends like you post pictures like that. But then you stop doing that, and now you're posting these unbelievable pictures of you with beautiful women in these dresses
yeah.
from the 1920s and these crazy cool cocktail pictures, which I think
yeah.
had a giant thing to do with your event, the New York Cocktail Expo, the Craft Cocktail Expo, selling out.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited. You know, I mean, look, we do also, all sorts of adventures and events. I think it's really just bringing your personality to a big party or to the stage where people can experience a part of it with you, with other great partners and brands and everyone coming together. You know, we do the Chicken Wing Festival, the New York Best yeah. Wings Festival, but I love craft cocktails, excited about them. And, you know, I grew up kind of liking Charlie Chaplin and the Marx Brothers and vaudeville. And there is a tie-in with the Prohibition and pre-Prohibition era with great mixology and cocktails and bars.
Yeah.
And we're having fun kind of displaying that imagery with Veronica Pinup New York, a pinup modeling agency that does shoots for women. If you want to sign up, you can do that kind of thing. But they have great pinup yeah. models, and they came together with us to do this kind of Prohibition edgy kind of look. And we're having fun just posting that content on NY Cocktail Expo, Instagram, and everything else. So it's a blast.
Now, where did you guys shoot those photos at? Because they're unbelievable.
Yeah, that's actually at one of the only speakeasies on Long Island in Floral Park. It's called Cork and Carry. The
oh,
Roast
yeah.
Cork and Carry, if you're slick. The coffee shop in front is a kind of it's a front for the speakeasy in the back known as Cork and Carry.
That's awesome.
So it's a really great kind of small 50-person capacity sort of library of spirits and hidden.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really great atmosphere. So we did a shoot there for this cocktail expo on April 9th.
Well, man, those pictures came out phenomenal, and I really think that it had a lot to do with you guys selling this event out, because literally, this event sounds unbelievable, man. I was checking all the stuff out for it, and, I mean, what could be more fun than this? I mean, Canada Black Thorns is a beautiful place to begin with. It's a great place to have an event like this, but, I mean, you've got some top cocktail makers coming in from all over Long Island. You're going to do all kinds of great food out there. I mean, it's very exciting.
It is really exciting. You know, I mean, we're really bringing great food together from some of the best gastropubs and restaurants in the area. You know, you're talking about Roots Bistro Gourmand in West Islip, who just has a wonderful chef-tasting menu, and their cocktails are out of this world delicious, really well-crafted and really thought out. If you want a cocktail experience, you're going to get it there. We've even got Chef Mark Bynum from Puff Bistro, who, as you know, is a multiple Chopped winner on Chopped on Food Network. So
yeah.
Great food going to be there from him. And also, what a great cocktail program he's got over there.
Yeah,
in
I read about
Farmingdale
it.
At Hush Bistro. So you're going to get some of what he's doing there. We're really excited about that. So many great places. Cork and Kerry, as we mentioned, is going to be there doing their style. They're really an authentic speakeasy, bringing their style. And we're going to be giving them sort of a Chopped kind of environment where we give them a list of the ingredients we want them to use, and they're going to come up with their best, most creative cocktails and win the award for best cocktail. So we've
Holy
got Cullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. What's that?
Swallow's going to be there? That's my brother-in-law's restaurant. How about that?
Who's that?
It's fucking Swallow. My brother-in-law is one of the owners there.
Oh, Swallow. Yeah, Swallow's going to be there. What a great cocktail program they have, man. I had a great sales down there. They've got two locations. I went to the one in Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away by the food and the cocktails there at Swallow. That was fantastic.
I spent a lot of time out there, Swallow East, out in Montauk, and I spent a lot of time out there.
Okay, what'd you think?
Well, it's my brother-in-law's restaurant, so I can't say anything bad.
Oh, it was delicious. I kind of went and hung out at the bar, and they had food for me there. I had some really good cocktails and sliders, and then I actually went to the area where the chef was preparing his food and had a few different things over there, some macaroni and cheese and some Brussels sprouts, and it was just a tremendous experience. What a great visit I had there.
Wow,
so we're bringing together literally, like, I've done cocktail archaeology on Long Island. I had originally been out in Queens looking for the best cocktail bars in Queens. And I found a few good out there, you know, Station House and Forest Hills and Sparrow Tavern and Astoria and the Bonnie, as well as Sweet Afton in Astoria. And, you know, my hometown is Long Island. So I did some cocktail archaeology, and I found a few great places. So really what we have here is some great sponsors that have come on board with us who are going to be providing a certain spirit for this kind of chop sort of style throwdown. And we've got the best mixologists from these restaurants coming through, like Left Coast Kitchen and Cocktails, Swallow, as you mentioned, Vox Hall from Huntington is going to be there. So we're just super excited, man. This is going to be a foodie cocktail adventure for everybody coming. It's sold out.
Dude, it sounds awesome. The fact that it's sold out even shows you that cocktails are kind of becoming, like, one of the coolest things there is. Now, dude, so you're known as the wing guy. Like, that's your thing. You're the wing guy. Like, I think of you as, like, you know, wings and beer, and my dude Matt, we have great times, we drink wings, we eat wings, we drink beer. But then the cocktail thing, so what brought that on? Like, you know, because, listen, in the end, you're a promoter. You're an event promoter. That's what you do. And you know, whether it's not a bad thing. It's awesome. But you do it very, very successfully. But to go from having a niche of beer and wings to now doing this cocktail event, which is sold out, which is fucking crazy, How does that happen? How do you make that happen? How do you, like, link them together, I guess?
You know, it's so easy. It ain't nothing but a chicken wing, you know, what we say. But that somebody might have a chicken wing as their finger food at this expo, but it all ties in. It's food, it's cocktails, it's drinks, it's fun. That's all what I enjoy. And I think, you know, when you talk about chicken wings, it embodies so much of that. So, of course, I'm going to be a wing freak and a wing nut like every other American in America. But at the heart of it, you know, I love the foodie and drink adventures of them all. And there's nothing I like better than a great event or a great party. And when you live on Long Island, you want to have a good party and just invite everyone down. And that's how the New York Cocktail Expo was born, is that I just said, man, I love craft cocktails. You know, what would be better than a cool event, you know, that's classy, that's edgy, that's sexy, that's got the best cocktails? You know, what would be better than that and more fun? And I think that the more I live in that mindset of just what's fun and what's a great experience, you know, that's how I'm enjoying this whole thing of planning events and having like-minded people come together to celebrate. So, yeah, it's a win-win.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it. And you really do. You throw an amazing event. And if you guys listen, you know, the tickets are sold out, but you got to check out. If he's doing an event, you got to go, because when Matt does an event, it's fucking unbelievable. There's no bullshit. It's a good-ass fucking event. I've had a great time.
I mean, you were a judge at our last event there, the Wings and October Fest.
Great event.
That was
a fun
adventure.
I had a blast at that event. Are you kidding me? That event was awesome.
I'm going to do right now for you is I'm going to make a cocktail kind of live with you, just what I'm in the mood for. And I've just got a few things on hand just to show you. You know, it's a casual thing. You know, I think a lot of people think that making these kind of cocktails and the fancy word mixology on it seems so far removed. But what we're doing is a really open and fun event for everybody to either just enjoy or learn or whatever. But I'm thirsty. So I've got some basil. I've got some basil here. I've got some ginger syrup that I've made beforehand.
Okay.
And I'm just going to get started because I'm in the mood for some of the season for a little bit of basil with the ginger. I've got some fresh. I'm just going to muddle that in my shaker here.
So you're taking that. It's in a shaker, and you've got the basil in there. You've got the ginger in there, and you're muddling it. You have an actual, like a muddle that you're pushing it and kind of smushing it all together to get those natural oils
to
come out, that natural flavor out.
I'm pushing a little bit to get some of the essence out of it and to add more flavor to this nice drink I'm making. And the main spirit of this drink is going to be Hendrick's Gin.
Okay.
So this is going to be a nice gin drink.
They make great spirits, Hendrick's does.
So I'm going to get some fresh lemon, actually, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to take half a lemon and I'm going to squeeze that into my shaker.
Okay.
Got a little citrus going here. What do you think so far?
So you got citrus, you've got ginger, you've got basil, and a little bit of gin happening in the shaker, right?
Yeah. So I've got kind of juice squeezer. I'm going to stick that sucker in there. Stick it in there, and I'm going to give it a little squeeze. All right. All the nice juices over there. All the nice juices is going in. Now, if you want to follow what's going on, check out at NY Cocktail Expo on Instagram. I've just squozing half a lemon into the shaker.
There we go. There really is just something classy about when you start talking about making a cocktail. If you start talking your way through it, it really does sound like a classy thing to do.
Now, normally I would have made some honey syrup, but because I'm going to keep this warm with the first shake, I'm going to add some fresh honey.
Okay.
To my liking, to my taste, because I do like honey.
Yeah.
Okay, which of course you can do a quarter ounce to a half ounce if you're a honey fan like myself.
Right.
Which I am.
So you're adding honey to it now. Because honey and gin are actually good friends.
They're great friends. They're very good friends. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get some cream going here. So I'm going to add some egg white.
Oh, shit. You're going to shake it with the old egg white.
That's right, son.
I just want to point out to you really quick. I just got a message from my British friend, and she says, Hendrick's gin, ginger, and basil, whilst I should be offended, sounds awesome.
Well, let me tell you what, it's all fun and games in my world. There's no room for offense, only smiles and good times. How about that, folks? I heard a round of applause.
I need an applause cue. That was awesome.
I heard a round of applause. Silently, people are going, yeah, this guy knows what's up.
So the egg whites in there, cool. So let me add a jolly of egg whites in there.
And the importance of that is I'm going to give it a first go round with a shake.
You're going to shake
and
the shit out of it.
For some of you who like to get fancy, I will add just a small drop of vanilla extract. A touch.
Wow. Vanilla extract in with it. That's beautiful. I love that idea.
Just a touch.
He's Scottish now, apparently. Matt is Scottish. I had no idea.
Okay, now what's fun next is we're going to go ahead and give it a shake.
Yeah.
So here we go with the shake.
All right, here we go.
I didn't make any honey syrup, so I kind of want the honey to try to get
And, you know, I'm giving it a shake.
Can we hear the shake? Can you put the shake by the phone? Can we hear it? There we go. I love it. I need to
bring
more cocktails.
All sound effects are poorly impersonated. Okay, so that's been giving a bit of shake. And remember, you got the basil in there. You've got the honey in there. You've got ginger going on. You've got the lemon. And that's all kind of coming together a little bit with the egg white, getting it a bit frothy first.
Right.
And hold the honey, which I didn't make the syrup. This is kind of just shows you casually making some cocktails with you.
Love it. Love
okay.
it.
Grab some ice cubes. Can you hear the cubes? All right. Hey. All right, so my roommate, he's a little crazy. Yeah,
did
he's
make,
cool, though.
You
want some
of
this? No, you know what? You don't want any? All right, do you. He's cool.
You don't want to make him a cocktail? Damn.
Here we go. Now we're going to give it the final shake. Pack it on, man. Hey, there we go.
Whip. And there you have it.
Fun part, ladies and gentlemen.
So you're pouring it out over the ice now, I'm guessing, and that egg white has kind of got that nice frostiness after being shaken to death.
That's right.
We're getting a little
now
mixing.
Now I'm going to shake this until all the shakers are going to turn frosty and my fingers are going to start to feel that frost-bitten feeling.
Yeah, you shake it till your hands get really cold. That's right. Look at that. We're making cocktails live on the show here. Generally, Maddie, you know, I popped the top on a cold one, but I think you're showing me up right now. You've made an entire cocktail throwing an egg white and honey and basil and ginger. This is crazy. I'm on the way over, by the way.
And the 100% is going to be a nice ginger, but it's going to be all blended in with these wonderful components. Yeah, built an audience with the shake. Everybody's standing up.
And this stuff, listen, you can find a lot. You can find a lot more info about this at the NewYorkCocktailExpo.com. Matt is shaking the shit out of his drink and pouring it and about to let us know how this tastes, even with the raw egg white in it, which is a very, very classic way of frothing out a cocktail and a very classy way of doing it, too, if I might say so myself.
That's right. And what's exciting about this is that this is a drink everyone will love. It's not spirit forward. It's nice and blended, and it's great for the season. We got
and
a little nor'easter. What do you think of the snow?
And what I just learned about this is that Matt actually does not work out. He just makes cocktails. You can tell by how much work he's putting into this one.
Now you're gonna put a few. Now we're gonna finish the drink by putting some ice cubes in your Collins glass. So that's a tall cylinder glass. Put some cubes in there, and you're gonna use a double strainer. And you're gonna pour nicely with the Hawthorne strainer on top.
There you go.
Okay, and we're going to just pour so slowly over the glass with the ice cubes in it.
You know, I wish I had thought this through more thoroughly when I talked to you today about being on the show. I probably should have arranged it to where we were hanging out, and we could have done this, like, via, live video or something so people could see you making this cocktail. It would have been a lot more fun.
Let me give you a visual. I got bacon going. We're making Brussels sprouts. This is the cocktail that's going around.
Wow.
Now, to top it off, we're going to take ginger beer.
Topping it with
And you're going to take ginger beer and you're going to pour that over the top. The nice frothy top is going to roam. And you garnish it with fresh basil, and there you go.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Here, there you go. You got to have a little applause after that. That sounds fantastic. I'm trying to get one of these cocktails. What do you call it? What's the name of this cocktail?
The name of this cocktail is Basil Motherfucker. That's the best. You know what? The name is the hardest part. The easiest thing is to drink it after you put it all to work. This is something I made tonight. This is something I made tonight to relax. I knew we'd be talking, so I figured I'd whip up a couple of cocktails. But, we're excited about the Cocktail Expo, man. You know what? You just get a few things. You kind of mess around in the kitchen. You'll be making cocktails. You know, it's lots of fun to do at home. You start to get a collection in your bar, all different spirits and bitters. It's a great hobby. And I think what's most fun about doing this event for me is that, you know, I'm not an expert. I'm not a bartender of 10, 15 years. This is an adventure for me. This is an exploration. And I've been learning little by little as I go. Number one, of course, I love to drink them. But I also love to make cocktails and kind of learn. And that's what's fun about it, is that I think the audience is going on an adventure with me. This is a very welcoming event. We welcome anybody who's interested in cocktails, who likes to drink, who wants to socialize, who likes spirits, who wants to change up their cocktail game, of course, have a fun time with your friends. But this is not a, we like cocktails, and you have to know every, it's a very welcoming format.
You know, and that's what the coolest thing about it is. And cocktails are so fun like that. It's also a very welcoming thing to do. And to me, I used the word classy earlier, and I believe that. Because let me tell you something, Matt. I, I've been a chef for pushing 20 years now. I've been cooking food. I never realized that cocktails were really a thing until about 2 years ago. And I mean this in all honesty. I was in Charleston, South Carolina, beautiful city, one of my favorite cities in the country. I was out there doing a television show. I'm there. We're having a great time. The guy who was with me wanted to go for a cocktail, and I'm like, "What? Like a margarita or some shit?" And he's like, "Ah, fucking cocktail." I'm like, "All right." So we went to a place called The Social in Charleston, and you walk in the door, and there's this old bank building, okay? And where like the tellers and stuff would be is now a bar. There's a mirror that's about 25. It's a giant floor-to-ceiling mirror. It's about 25 feet tall. The ceilings are white cathedral-ish. There's large columns. And you sit and you go to the bar, and the first thing you notice, the bartender is wearing a plaid vest. He has his towel. And this motherfucker, their cocktail list is real cocktails. There's no mixes or anything like that. This guy he's muddling fruit. He's using a smoke gun. He's smoking. It was amazing what they were doing. And I sat there.
I love it.
Dude, it was freaking killer. He was doing the egg white thing. Like, the second I saw that, I'm researching. Why is he using a fucking egg white? Trying to figure it out. Because, I don't know. I'm a cook. What the fuck do I know? And just ended up learning a lot about it and realizing how cool it is to do. And to sit at a bar with a bartender, mixologist, who is doing that is really just, it's a really cool thing to see, man.
Oh, it is, man. I mean, there are places you can go to where, ordering a drink is like ordering an entree.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little bit of time. There's going to be all these components in it.
Yep.
And you get served something that'll blow your mind.
Dude, we ordered, it's funny, you said sliders earlier, and that's where we had local oyster sliders and like seven cocktails. It was amazing. we went for dinner.
Oh, man, that sounds really good.
It was so much fun.
It's funny, go ahead.
No, it's just funny how the guy was just, he started like telling us all these cocktails he makes and like they weren't on the menu and he starts making shit and I don't know. I ended up at a dance club and I was dancing. I don't know what happened later, but whatever. We're not judging. We're in Charleston.
Yeah, it's funny, man. It's like not even like cocktails, but I'll get like I'm on a Bloody Mary kick right now. I have Bloody Marys, but because they're good, man. They're spicy. I'm having trouble tolerating the spice, believe it or not. But that's a whole other story. But man, I gotta tell you, like, I love the creativity of cocktails and everything, and I just want to share it with people. And I think we're gonna have so much fun. We're gonna be playing, big band music and swing music and, just this movie soundtrack music and enjoying an experience. And, people are going to get to taste all different sorts of cocktails. And, we're going to have Tullamore Dew. We're going to have Reka Vodka. We're going to have Hendrix Gin, Cookie Americano, all these great modifiers. So you're going to taste the best of what's around. Now, this event is sold out.
Right.
But I got to tell you, we are doing some really fun stuff. I mean, it's like, follow me, follow my trail. We're doing the silliest adventure festivals. We're doing Nacho Fest, bro.
What?
Yes.
Are you dropping knowledge now? Are we dropping news? Like, what the fuck is that?
Bro, Nacho Fest on May 22nd.
Come on.
At L.I. Poorhouse. And I'm telling you, in Port Jeff is going to be so insane. I can't even wait, bro. Nacho Fest. There's going to be over 10 types of nachos. We're going to have nacho wings. These are the guys that won for the best wings at the New York Best Wings Festival. They're going to make nacho wings.
Wow. This sounds amazing. Dude, where do you come up with these events? Honestly, like, I was going to tell you some whole story about a cocktail, but you threw me for a loop there. Like, so Where do you come to these events? Like, literally, so we met, I guess, last year or so, you and I, and then coming together and, birds of the same feather type thing, and we're buddies, and you're doing the Wings Festival, which is amazing, and now you're doing cocktails, and now you're doing nachos. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I think I'm just taking all my favorite stuff and turning it into a blast, you know? I don't know. I like to have fun, man. That's my thing. Look, I like to have a good time. I like to enjoy that good time with other people. And I don't know, man. I love nachos. I love cocktails. I love wings. There's a lot of things I like. So to make an event and a festival out of it, what's more fun? What?
It sounds like we should get married. Like that's how it works. Like that's a perfect pairing of shit. But
yeah,
listen,
I don't know about that. But Nacho Fest on May 22nd, dude. I tell you what, man. Nacho Fest 2016. That you got to look out for too, because that is just going to be stupid fun. I mean, of course, there's going to be classic nachos smothered in queso and cheese, and really good marinated steak and all that stuff. It's going to be that stuff, but there's going to be all these concept nachos too. Like, we're going to have pigskin nachos, like carnivore nachos with smoked pulled pork and brisket and Monterey Jack cheese, and vegetarian nachos too. And it's going to be insane, bro.
Well, we're actually inviting the vegetarians. What's that about?
Yeah, of course, man. We'll do some refried beans and all that stuff. I don't know what to tell you, bro. But Nacho Fest is going to be so much fun, man. We're going to do a dessert nacho, like s'mores nachos.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
So is there a website for the Nacho Fest yet or not quite?
No, you got to watch out. You got to look out. We got to stay posted, man. That's something that we're going to be doing that you got to follow. NY Best Wings Festival on Instagram gets the word out. That's going to be something you want to follow. Follow Best Wings LI on Facebook. Follow Best Wings LI. We're going to be talking about Nacho Fest. It's going to be stupid fun, man. There's going to be a craft beer tasting. There's going to be food samples, dude. There's going to be, music. WBAB is the official radio sponsor.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Dude, you like I said, when you throw an event, you definitely throw a fucking event. That's for damn sure. You do a hell of a job doing it. And the Cocktail Fest sounds fantastic. Unfortunately, tickets are sold out for the event. But you guys are doing any special giveaways or kind of last minute, any kind of thing like special prizes?
I mean, the one thing I can't, of course, we're doing, dude, I always give away stuff, man. We're giving away lots of stuff. There's going to be sing-alongs.
I mean, last-minute ticket giveaways. Like, I know the event's sold out, but hey.
Yeah, to be honest with you, you know what it is, man? The best, we always love to have more people come in who are excited about the event. We never like to turn anybody away, but it's a human thing. There's a building with enough room for enough people. You got to abide by these things. But if there happens to be room for somebody and you did come down and you're waiting and maybe we can let you in, there's somewhat of a doorway open for that, but technically what we've allotted for, it's sold out, the New York Cocktail Expo. We're going to do more events. You want to go to nycocktailexpo.com. You want to follow us at all of our social media. That's NY Cocktail Expo. So you can hear about the next one that we'll probably be doing in fall. And come down to the after party, too. They're going to be doing craft beer cocktails at Cannon Blackthorn. They're going to be, having people there enjoying who've been there from the Cocktail Expo.
Great venue.
So come down and enjoy it. Yeah.
It's a really great venue. And now this year also, bro, sorry, I'm pouring myself a beer out of my tap. That's why I sound far away.
Yeah. I still got to make another cocktail. It's the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, we'll do it. We're going to do it. So, but this year, this is, if I'm right, this is your first year you're going to be at Bacon and Beer Classic this year with us.
Oh, I'm excited about the Bacon and Beer Classic. Absolutely. Oh. It's my first year, man. I am a Bacon and Beer Classic virgin.
Dude, let me tell you what. It's one of the best events on the planet. It kind of, for me, it's like one of those, what happens for me is the hot sauce thing and then bacon and beer, like that's what kicks off the festival season. And let me tell you what, bacon and beer, I'm so happy you're going to be there because you should be there. It's an amazing event. I'll be there. I know we're definitely doing some radio stuff. They sent me information. They want me to come do that. But I'm glad you're going to be there. It's such a fun event, man. Let me tell you something. It's great people, and for what you do, you're going to be an icon there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the bacon and beer.
I mean, that's all it really is bacon and beer. That's all it is. So are you going to be there Saturday night, or are you going to be there all of them, or what's your story?
I think I'm going to be there Friday night. I'm going to be there Saturday. You know, we'll be high-fiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'll be there Saturday. I can't do Friday, but I'll be there Saturday for sure. So it's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, man.
We're definitely going to be high-fiving, bro. I mean, I hear that there's a lot of great dishes. And once again, I think, I'm not sure, but I think Chef Mark Anthony Bynum is going to be there.
Oh, is he?
For who I mentioned, yeah, serving up bacon dishes and everything.
Oh, very, very cool, man. Very cool. Pig
guy
is hard to beat, man. Let me tell you what, last year he did this bourbon and like cocoa caramelized thing with the bacon on a stick. It was ridiculous.
Oh, man. He makes some great food. You know what else is exciting? You know, everything is tied together, you know, from the world of wings. You know us from Best Wings and doing the New York Best Wings Festival. We are starting to go around to the colleges. This April 7th, we're going to Molloy to do the first college wing eating championships.
Hell yeah.
The first round. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Fun? Dude, that sounds amazing. How many rounds are there going to be?
Yeah, well, you know, Tom Malinowski is the previous champion. He was from Molloy. He came out on top of the New York Best Wings Festival College Wing Eating Championships.
That guy,
so we're going
to
go back there. Yeah, he was the one to beat, man.
He was a beast.
He was pounding down those wings, and you wouldn't even believe it either. The guy was like, you know, doesn't look like he can pound wings like that, but absolutely.
Yeah, he's a really skinny guy, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a Brillo top kind of hairdo, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. Jumped up and clicked his heels kind of guy.
He did. I was yelling at that guy. He was doing great. I think he was my team.
Yeah, he was great, man. He was great. He demolished those wings.
Crushed
from Molloy College. So we're going back to Molloy on April 7th to see if anybody can beat him to represent the school. How cool is that?
That is amazing, man. That's really, really freaking cool. That's awesome. So are there
exactly.
other colleges? Are there other colleges involved? You're gonna do like a
yeah.
Like a
you know, we'll go to SUNY College at Old Westbury. We're gonna head out there. They're gonna get their champion to go up against the undefeated champions, Molloy.
I gotta put you in touch with my guys who make championship wrestling belts, and you gotta get this guy a belt.
Absolutely.
How bad is the belt? Come on, the belt's badass. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Dude, they've got to get a belt or some kind of a headband.
A headband? Nah, dude, a fucking belt.
Nobody does a headband.
Well, that's the reason, because it doesn't look as cool as a belt.
You think so?
Dude,
I don't know. I'm thinking headband. Nobody does a headband or some kind of a wristband or something.
Maybe you should do like a bandolier.
Maybe a belt. I mean, I'll think about a belt.
A bandolier.
Maybe a robe. Maybe some kind of a robe. Or a bib.
Every time I talk to you, the time goes by so fucking fast, dude. I have a million questions. But so one of the most important questions I wanted to ask you is, you're a promoter of events. You make amazing events. They're just next level when you go to these things. It's amazing. You talk about how much you just want to have fun, but when you're at these events, you're working your ass off. Make no mistake, I've watched you. I watched you for an entire, like a week getting the New York Best Wings Festival ready. It's no joke, especially when you have 7,000 coming. How on earth do you get, you know, people would always ask me about getting sponsors and getting people to come be a part of this event and be able to say, sponsored by Hendrix Gin or having, you know, Wing Zone be a part of the wing event. How does that happen? How do you make that happen for these guys?
Well, look, I mean, I think there's nothing more real than a human experience. You know,
right.
And to be associated with something that's fun and worthwhile and impacts a lot of people at once is a value. And if you can organize something like that, that has all of the facets of what an event should have, the actual event, the promotion, grassroots, and publicity, you know, there's no reason that they're in the world of brands that want to use something like you as a vehicle that you can't obtain something.
It's a matter of enthusiasm, you know, reality that these things are going to happen with agreements and a passion. And it's a win-win situation. Look, it's a fun time. You're legitimately creating a fun experience for people. And there are actual brands out there that are awesome. Hendrick Gin just happens to be awesome. Tullamore Dew is awesome. Reka Vodka is awesome. These are all great brands that you're bringing together for a really fun event. And it's a great vehicle to connect people and bars and bring everyone together, which is the ultimate in what's valuable. You know, people don't come together and say, hey, let's go to the newsstand and look at all the coupons. Yay, high fives all around. They say, let's go to a wing and, you know, let's go to a wing and beer fest. Let's go to a cocktail expo. Let's go to the nacho festival. And that's where all the brands really need to get in and meet people face-to-face and make a large impact at once where these events are taking place. It's the most real thing that you can do. And that's what is the truth. So get behind the truth in your motivation, in your passion, and live it and breathe it and be confident about it, and it'll come together, you know. Just have your ducks in a row, of course.
I think that's kind of a key thing there. I think you told me in the past that one of the key things there is the passion behind it, having that passion when you're trying to get people to be a part of your event. You've got to make them believe that you believe it, that you want to be so much a part of it, right?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, people work off vibrations, right? Your vibrations come through in every single way they possibly can that a human being can pick them up. And if you're living and breathing the reality and the passion of what you're doing, there's no way that's not going to be viral to 1 in 10 that you reach out to. There's going to be rejection. You got to be psyched about rejection. You got to be like, yeah, 5 down, 5 more to go, bingo, you know. You got to flip the head on rejection and turn it into success by the power of your mind, really. But you got to live and breathe enthusiasm and passion. That's what you got to do.
So have you ever said, like, okay, this particular person is the perfect fit for my event. This is the perfect sponsor for my event. I don't see how they could say no. You go to them, you pitch to them. Don't give any, obviously, we're not going to give any names. You give them a great pitch, or your people give them a great pitch. And it all seems great, then they come back and just say, no, thanks, we're not interested. And how do you handle that? How do you deal with that? Like,
you think it's the perfect fit? I mean, there's many reasons why that could be. You know, you're trying to get blood from a stone if they give you an answer like that that doesn't have much information. Perhaps you hit them at the wrong time. Perhaps your event doesn't hit the right demographic. Perhaps your pitch wasn't as good as it needs to be. Let the time grow. Grow the event. Grow the no-brainer factor that they should be involved, and understand that they're going to have a certain amount to invest in their marketing, you know, per quarter, and you got to hit them at the right time and with the right demographics. That's going to happen. You're going to get turned down by the people you think should be involved. You know, what's going on? You know, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, that's going to happen. You should expect that, actually. But you just be persistent and you keep going back. And in the meantime, get other great sponsors and build your testimonies. Let them tell you why your event was so great. Keep it on paper to show other potential sponsors. You know, you need to keep a record of the success of your festival to be selling points and key points of why other sponsors need to come on board. You know, who are you really attracting? What demographic are you really pulling in for these sponsors to make an impact on? Does that make sense for these people? You know, what other things are they investing in for their marketing? There's a lot of things that play into that, but ultimately expect rejection and overcome it by improving your event, growing bigger, and being persistent. And that's the key here. Never lose that passion.
Dude, I don't think I've ever seen you be negative about anything. I don't know how you do it. You're pretty amazing. You're a very, very positive guy, and what you're doing is unbelievable. The Best Wings Festival, the Cocktail Expo, the Nacho Expo. What's next? We're gonna have the Corn Dog Festival. Is that happening?
The Corn Dog thing.
I love Corn Dog.
Every town has a Corn Dog Festival. Man, dude, look, I swear, there's so many things you can do, and, like, I gotta tell you, man, the funnier the ideas get, they have to happen. Like, people need to experience, like, really fun, you know, situations and things and get out of the norm. I want to be the guy that brings them that experience and has so much fun You know, it's just ridiculous. But, yeah, Nacho Fest, Cocktail Expo, Nacho Fest is May 22nd. Look out for that. Follow NY Best Wings Festival.
There you go, the Nacho Fest. And listen, you're not going to find a cooler guy, a more fun guy to talk to, and not only that, a very smart guy. I mean, listen, you come across as a very fun guy, but make no mistake, you're a very smart, intelligent man that can promote an event like no other. So you got one more cocktail in you? You want to do one more cocktail before we call tonight?
Yeah, let's do another cocktail, okay?
All right, one more cocktail. Here we go.
Yeah, this is important to remember. We're going to go through this cocktail that we had.
Okay,
the basil cleanser, okay? Mega basil. Like Megadeth with basil. Okay? And people, look, you got to have... Angeretina, not too much.
Okay,
I'm basil. Jam, man. I'm old school.
I really am
old school like that, bro. That's my stuff, man. Rust in Peace.
It's one of the greatest albums ever.
One of the most. It's really like a Marty Friedman solo album.
Yes, I'd agree with that. I'd agree with that completely. I'm an old metalhead. You know that. You ain't got a freaking pitch to me. That's for sure.
Forget about it, dude. Did you go see Faith No More when we all did?
I could not
go. Were you at the Faith No More show?
I had to work. I actually had bought tickets. I bought tickets and was going with you guys, and I had to work.
Oh, that's right.
That's the shame about my business.
Funny, I'm a hush-hush, but a group of mine, R22, is a metal group that we're slightly kind of having a reunion. Hush-hush.
Are you really?
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe.
That's
maybe if
awesome.
I get the fresh basil that I'm actually pulling off the stem here, I'm getting a few nice pieces.
All right, wait a minute, brother. Hold on. You can't go from metal group to, oh, now I'm pushing the fresh basil.
Oh, dude, look, I'm an old-school metalhead. One of my favorite bands was Testament. How about that?
Testament. There you go. That's a great
That's
fucking
right,
band.
Dude. Alex Skolnick.
What was one of my favorite Testament?
Playing the guitar, bro. The guy was one of my heroes, man. Now what I'm doing is I'm actually muddling this fresh ginger here in the bottom of the shaker. Just lightly, just releasing some of the essences and breaking the leaves up a little bit.
Okay.
It's important because the basil and the ginger really are like Tango and Cash.
Yeah, yeah.
They're buddies in this here.
Tango and Cash. Nice reference.
So I'm actually going ahead, and I like a lot of myself. I think the flavor of it is fantastic. It gives a nice kick. And I go ahead and add quite a little bit of that.
All right.
And this Hendrick gin is the perfect gin for this drink. How do you feel about Hendrick's gin, my friend?
I think that Hendrick's makes an amazing spirit. I actually have some upstairs in my cabinet, as a matter of fact. I think they do a great job, and I'm a big fan.
That's awesome. I'm adding 2 ounces of Hendrick's gin to this drink.
Okay.
I just had the basil muddled, and I've also squeezed half a lemon inside there. Okay, that's going to yield about an ounce of the lemon juice. Man, this is, it's smelling great. I'm sorry, but I love ginger. I really love the kick and the spice of ginger. I'm turning that up a bit.
There you go.
Okay, now I'm going to add 1/4 ounce of the Saint Germain, which has somewhat of a floral essence to it.
The vermouth, okay.
Okay. I know that's nice. Now,
a little bit,
remember, I had the... Say that?
Your ginger, your bitters in there is going to have that kind of weird flavor to it, that little almost like floral thing going on, right?
Yes, a tiny little bit, though, but that's going to be kind of shut down a little bit by the ginger and the basil.
Okay.
And I've got honey to smooth it over, so I'm adding some honey, and I'm going to get the egg white going.
Okay.
I tell you what, man, making fresh cream for the top is just the bee's knees. But that's another drink altogether.
Well, I'm
all
a
you
giant
cocktail nerds out there. Oh, I've got a little egg white going in that right there, and that's beautiful.
Yes, I mean,
okay.
I'm getting sent messages. Yes, I mean vermouth. Excuse me, I apologize.
Yeah.
I got corrected on your drink.
And you're going to taste all sorts of different cocktails and different tapas,
and apps at the Cocktail Expo. Okay, but right now we're slinging up this drink here, which is really hitting the spot. Oh, it's a nice one, man. It's very comfortable. It's got bubbles, which I like. I love bubbles. So with the ginger beer float, it gets that nice frothy head on it. You get the flavor of the ginger and the basil really lightly blended.
Wow,
it comes together great with the ginger beer and the gin.
This sounds amazing. This sounds amazing.
Yeah. So we've given it a little bit of a shake, and now I'm going to add the rocks. There's some ice cubes going on here.
A little ice in it?
A little bit.
Wow. This is happening right now. This is all happening right now.
We've got some cubes going on, my friend. We're going to cool this drink down. Okay.
All right. Are you going to shake it again in the ice?
Now we're going to shake it up. Pow! Whoa!
There you go. I got a feeling there was a visual there. There was definitely a visual there to see.
Whoa! They got to shake it until its fingers kind of get frostbitten a little bit.
There you go. So Matt, while you're shaking it up, I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you. So I'm very fortunate. I have great people around me, and one of them in particular.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say a name of this particular female agent who works with me. She's quite smitten with you, sir.
What? I can't hear the shaking. It's so loud.
I said she's quite smitten with you. She's quite taken with you.
Is she? Oh, who is it? She sounds so great.
She's awesome. She's a Brit. It's awesome.
Oh, I like it so much.
She just texted me and went, oi.
Oh, what a rip. Well,
that's
I tell you what, we're shaking up cocktails right now. Getting ready for a good old time.
And she's a cocktail girl. She's a cocktail girl.
Is she? Oh,
oh.
Even better.
Oh, yeah.
Good time for everybody.
It's unfortunate because the Cocktail Expo is sold out, but you can check out nycocktailexpo.com. I'm sure this will happen again. And you never know, man. Just follow NY LI Best Wings and the New York Cocktail Expo.
It's not that. It's Best Wings LI.
You're right. I apologize. I read it backwards. You know what it is? I read it backwards. Where I read things backwards kicked in. But check that out.
It's a new app. It turns on by itself.
That's right.
What I have for you here is a special cocktail that I'm calling the Plum Basil.
There it is. Plum Basil.
The Plum Basil. And why is that? Because my friend Chef Plum has spent this lovely time with me. And and this cocktail is dedicated to everyone who's listening and my friend Chef Plum, the Plum Basil.
I love it. The Plum Basil. The Plum Basil. Matt, tell them how to find you on
basil?
Social media.
What?
Tell them how to find you on social media.
Social media, yeah. Well, you want to follow at NY Cocktail Expo on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. It's NY Cocktail Expo. Okay?
On Facebook.
That's right, on Facebook.
Man.
And stay in touch with us at NY Best Wings Festival on Instagram, because we're going to be bringing you great announcements for the biggest wing festival in the Eastern region. Lots of champions coming back. We're going to have all the officials, judges coming back, including Chef Plum.
And
we are going to have a tremendous time at the Championship of Chicken Wings. I want everybody to hear about Nacho Fest. It's going to be so hilarious.
Nacho Fest.
And just keep following us there. And it's going to be right. It's going to be great.
I'll tell you what. First of all, how is the cocktail? Give it a taste and tell us how it tastes before we finish it up.
Yeah, this is important, guys. This is the special pour for you. What I've done now is I've got it poured in the glass. The head is looking lovely and separated and all frothy-like.
And now I'm going to pour on the special toast of the Gosling's ginger beer.
There you go.
Isn't that fantastic, guys? Gosling's ginger beer float. Beautiful. Take a little fresh sprig of the basil. Get a nice garnish.
A little basil on there.
Salute.
There it is. Salute. I'm giving you a cheers here
basil.
As well. There it is. The Plum Basil live right here on Plum Love Foods Live. That's right. Hanging out with my dude, Matt Corey, the promoter, the originator, the main dude when it comes to the New York Craft Cocktail Expo, the New York Best Wings Festival, and, of course, the Nacho Fest coming your way very, very soon. Dude, you're so much fun to talk to. I could talk to you all night long. I appreciate your time this evening. And I will be seeing you very soon.
Absolutely. We're chilling soon.
There it is. That's
it's
my
been
man,
a blast.
Bro.
Thank you so much.
You are the man. And hey, best luck at the Cocktail Expo. It's sold out, but I'm sure that because it's sold out, there'll be another one. That's for sure.
You got it, man. We're coming back soon.
Thank
there you, you go. Brother. It's been a crazy
blast. My man. Enjoy your cocktail, my friend. I'll holler at you soon.
All right, brother. Thank you, everybody. Peace.
There he goes. Down the street right there, that's my man, Matt Corey from the New York Cocktail Expo. The dude's just, I mean, the guy is just, the events he does are just unbelievable, man. What he does is, I mean, he just blows it away. He just blows it away. That's all there is to it. I'm going to take myself 30 seconds to get resituated. We're going to come back here and close out this very program. Stay right there, guys. I'll be right back. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live, the number one digital audio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio when it comes to food. Stay right there. I'll be right back, guys.
I need a little space in my mind. I need that little hope I can't find. I need a little, I need a little faith. Is that too much to ask for? I need to feel my soul come alive. I need to feel the strength to get by. I need a little, I need a little faith. Is that too much to ask for? Too much to ask for. Too much to ask for. Too much to ask for. Too much to ask for.
can't get enough Calvin Harris. Is that weird? Listen, I know I'm an old metalhead, I was saying, but I love Calvin Harris. I can't help it. I think it's awesome. So anyway, whew, got myself into the beer poured, had a phone call, had to handle a couple of things, but big shout out to my man Matt Corey coming on the show tonight talking about the New York Craft Expo. You can check that out at newyorkcocktailexpo.com. It's going to be a great event. It's sold out. I think he said there's one VIP ticket left. Let me tell you what, $75 for a VIP ticket for this event. Trust me, Maddie will take care of you. I can guarantee it. This guy, when he does events, dude, these events are like nothing you've ever seen. And if anybody knows how to put on an event, it's definitely my dude, Matt Corey. That's for sure. So check it out, you guys. Woo! What a show. What a show. We're running a little long here tonight, but I'm going to wrap this up real quick. Thank you guys for all the support for the videos from our project with Edible Nutmeg and ediblenutmeg.com. We've had a great time doing these. We're actually shooting again on Thursday. We get to go lobster fishing. How cool is that? Fucking lobster fishing. So excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to go to a charcuterie farm, which is even cooler. Very, very excited about those. Those will be out soon. It's very cool to have the opportunity. And this summer, man, let me tell you what, we got a lot of really cool things happening, a lot of things on the table. We're just really, really excited about it. I can't announce it yet, but I will be co-hosting a new talk show coming out. I got to shut up because I can't, because I run my mouth too much. That's my problem. But it's a great show. Well, we don't know if it's a great show because it hasn't been shot yet, but the plan is for it to be a great show. So it's going to be, look for that coming out on social media. That's right, guys. We're also going to be doing so here's the thing. So next week, next Tuesday is the New York Hot Sauce Expo judging. That's what we're doing next Tuesday. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do a Monday show, if I might push it to do a Wednesday show instead, possibly, so I can show you guys what happens to judging. That would be really cool. So stick with me on social media, at Chef_Plum on Twitter and Instagram, and, of course, at Chef with two Fs on Facebook. Yeah, two Fs. My wife still makes fun of me for that. Not my fault, mind you. Not my fault. I'm looking right at you, Rachel. I'm just kidding. Check it out, you guys. I appreciate your support for this very program you're checking out tonight and checking us out every week. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's one of my favorite things to do on a Monday night, so it's very fun. Listen, stop texting me. I'm trying to end the show. That's right, you guys. You can follow me on social media at Chef_Plum on Twitter, at Chef_Plum on Instagram. And, of course, if you haven't done it yet, go to ediblenutmeg.com. Click on the Edible on the Road, and you will see our brand new videos. You're still texting me the brand new videos that are gone up. They're doing really, really well on YouTube and whatnot. So it's exciting. If you haven't checked them out, please do check them out. And we hope to be doing this all over the country at some point. Big news ahead, guys. Cannot wait. Stop texting me. Big news coming up in the future. Listen, everybody, please check out the nycocktailexpo.com. Don't forget about the nacho thing coming up. And, of course, the NY Best Wings Festival is one of my favorite things. And if you haven't done it already, get your tickets for Bacon and Beer Classic and use promo code PLUM. That's right, promo code Plum, P-L-U-M. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Everything important in life happens around food. Let's make sure we give it the time that it deserves. Next week, judging for the New York Hot Sauce Expo. I'll see you then, guys. Have a great night. Take care. I came to play. There's a place to